Hello.
Hello, my name is Quay, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I called earlier and supposedly I got it half squared away. You took out $67 out of my checking account that wasn't authorized. Nowhere on that form does it say anything about no club or $67 fee or nothing else. And I spent an hour last night on the phone, didn't get no answer. I spent an hour this morning, didn't get no answer. Well, then I found another number to your place or to your representative. He says he's not the one responsible. But he turned around and said that he got it set up where they were going to give me half of that back. But that's all they could give me was half of it back because they were sending me a $200 coupon. And I told him, I said, I don't want your coupon. I said, I want my money back. Well, they can't do that. And I said, well, I said, where's this $200 coupon? I said, I don't want it. Well, you got it the 26th. So I looked it up, and on the 26th, I got some coupon from some gadget place for $125. And he goes, oh, no, sir, it's 200. I said, you're a liar. I said, it's 125. Well, okay, I'll go ahead and send you another one then, and it'll be for 200. I said, okay, I haven't gotten it yet. I want that full $67 put back into my checking, or I'm going to do something about it. I've got all my paperwork here. I've got all your information you sent me, everything that I ordered, and there's nothing nowhere that says anything about no $67 club fee to join a club. I don't want your club. I don't want any of that stuff. I want that money put back in my bank, and I want it put back in there now.
Okay, I'll
And
be
we're
happy
going
to
to,
help
and
you. What's your zip code?
pardon me?
I said, I have your zip code.
46383.
First and last name.
James Riddle or Jim Riddle.
Okay, so the account is pulling up. I need you to verify your shipping address.
3001 Village Lane, Apartment 3E, Valparaiso, Indiana, 46383.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment while I review the account.
Okay.
One moment, it's still loading. Okay, so yeah, I do show here you received the tactical bag. Now let me just look at the notations that took place.
I haven't got no bag or anything.
Okay, so after reviewing the account, I do show here where yes, your refund was successful of the 50% refund, and also I did track the package and it is in transit to you. It's right
Well, he
now is.
told me that all you could do was give me a 50% refund. I want a 100% refund.
Right. Yeah, the most we're able to do is do a 50% refund because you are going to still receive that package. And also, I mean, I'm showing here where he did submit the request for your new voucher to be sent out, but I know that team does take 24, at least 24 to 48 hours. So let me see, when did he submit it? Because if it haven't been that time frame, that's why you haven't received it yet. Yeah, it was
No,
just on today.
he told me he was texting it to me right then. He said, "You check your email, it'll be there." I
Okay, so
checked
I'm
my
showing
email all
here.
morning.
Yeah, well, I'm showing here you submitted the request for it on today, and the team does take 24 to 48 hours. Now, I can just resubmit another request, so maybe it won't be the full 24 to 48 hours. But yeah, it wasn't instantly. We submitted it. He submitted it to a team, to our voucher team, and they're the ones that actually resubmit a voucher back
Now, how
out.
much is this voucher for?
$125.
See, he's telling me it's 200. And I told him, I said, no, I said, I've got a coupon in here for some gadget place. I said, for 125. Well, that's it. And I said, no, I said, that ain't the name of your business. Well, there's several names. I don't like the sounds of this outfit at all. It sounds to me like you're just running a big ass scam.
No, sir, because the bag is actually being shipped out with the post office, so you're still going to receive your technical bag. And also the voucher that you do
Yeah,
have.
but I'm not getting it for $5. I'm getting it for 45, 50 bucks. And you're sending me a coupon for 100 and a quarter. And I looked at everything that was on that coupon, and there's nothing on there I can't buy for half that price. And I'm sure if I was to order something off of there, you're still going to want me to pay the shipping and receiving on it.
And see, I'm getting your voucher resent out to you.
Pardon me?
I'm getting your voucher resent out to you because it wasn't submitted. So I can just
Yeah,
get your
but if
voucher
I turn around and
resent.
use that voucher, if I turn around and use that voucher to buy something off of there, that voucher's for 100 and a quarter, and I buy something off of there for 100 bucks, am I still going to have to pay the shipping and receiving too?
But see, no, sir, because you have to realize when. That is your, the voucher is going to cover whatever the transaction is. The voucher is going to cover it. Now, that's the reason why you only paid the shipping and handling to get your tactical bag because you didn't get it at the regular price. So you don't have to worry about if you use your voucher, is that going to make your account come back open or is that going to do all of that? No, sir.
Okay, well then don't bother sending me another voucher because I already have the one for 100 and a quarter. Okay.
Okay.
But I promise you after this I'll do no more business with you.
Yes, sir.
That's a pretty shady way of taking money out of somebody's bank account. There's nowhere on that, nowhere. All the fine print, everything I read, nothing on there says anything about joining no club and
Did you read
paying
the
a
terms and
fee.
conditions?
Pardon me?
Did you read the terms and conditions?
Yeah, it talks all about using my information and how they use it, and I can choose to have certain things limited on using my information, but there's nothing on there nowheres that says anything about joining a club.
No, so then the terms and conditions, because you're showing the authentic, like the verifying that you can share your information with the party, different parties. Not that the terms and conditions, it does state it. But all I can verify here now is that yes, your account was canceled. Yes, your refund was successful. And I don't know if he told you, it does take 3 to 5 days to reflect back on the account. Everything was initiated today. But it was successful on our end. And also that voucher that you do have, no, it's still valid. It don't expire. You can still use it.
I don't know for what, but okay.
Okay, was there anything else I can do for you?
Nope, that's all.
Thanks for calling customer support.
Yep.